sisters.
It's your sisters, is it?
Yeah.
Have you got a licence?
A lifted one, yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name.
And what's your name?
My name is Precious.
Do you want to come this way?
Sure.
So I'm not going nowhere, I'm just going to take you onto the car.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm just going to take you onto the car. If you want to go in to the near side seat, and I'll run some details.
Precious has a sister called Primrose.
Yeah. It's owned by your sister Primrose, is it?
Yeah, that's my twin sister.
Okay, lovely. What licence have you got?
I've got a provisional.
Have you? So why are you driving it?
I was picking her kids, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's not well, so
okay.
She asked me to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what's your surname?
She said to you her name was Precious. And she had a sister called Primrose, twin sisters.
So Primrose owns a car. Yeah. You're Precious.
Yes.
Are you insured on that vehicle?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know yet.
Okay. Unfortunately, you're driving a vehicle as a provisional licence holder, which you can't do.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, sure.
Also, you're not shown on the vehicle's insurance. So you're not insured to drive that vehicle either.
Primrose is not well.
Okay.
And the husband, you know, they're in a terrible state right
okay.
now. You know, they've got these papers and stuff like that. So, you know, nobody would pick up the kids. So
okay.
I just took the kids and said, let me go and pick up the kids.
Does she know you've got the car?
No. That's why they phoned me, you know, to find out where I am.
Right. So she doesn't know you've got her car.
Yeah.
I've got to speak to her then.
Sure.
Because technically you could have stolen her car.
Okay, I can...
Should we go back and have a chat?
Yeah, the one who's in the...
Yeah,
okay,
let's go back and have a little chat.
Precious seems to have taken the car without her sister Primrose's knowledge, and she's got her children in the back as well.
Let's go and have a little chat. I need to speak to Primrose.
There's just something about it, and you just think, no matter what you do, it niggles.
Can you ring... Is it your mum? Can you ring your mum for me?
Give me the phone, I need to ring Primrose.
Oh!
Yeah,
hello!
You know, I'm just begging you.
Hello. Well, let's just speak to Primrose.
Ticket, you know,
let's speak to Primrose.
So she spoke in Zimbabwe to the person on the end of the phone.
Hello. Yeah, I had a problem.
But Precious could be getting her story straight about having permission to use the car.
Precious.
All right.
She doesn't want to be accused of stealing it.
Hello, is that Primrose? Hello there, it's PC Goddard from the Sussex Traffic Police. Hello, I've just stopped your vehicle, your Astra, and it's driven by your sister, is it Precious? Now, she said that she's saying she took the keys and has driven it. Have you given her permission to take your car? Right, okay, I'm going to be seizing the vehicle because she is not insured to drive the vehicle.
She has got permission from Primrose to have the car, but it's going anyway.
And she has got only a provisional licence.
Which means she needs to be supervised until she's passed the test, and she put her children at risk. And other members of the public at risk, and there's no way I'm letting her drive off.
You say your name's Precious. I can only get details for Primrose.
Yeah, because I just came from here.
Sorry?
I was not.
Okay, you haven't even got a driving license, have you?
No, I just applied for the provisional.
Just applied for it? Have you got any form of identification on you?
No.
So how do I know who you are?
PC Goddard is making Precious little headway and is now wondering if the woman should even be in the country.
Now we ring immigration and say, when does this person come in? And they tell you exactly the time that they come in, how many times they've been in, how many times they've gone out, and how long since the first time they've come in.
So have you got any form of identification that ties you to this,
no,
to Primrose
anything,
or anything? Because
yeah.
I can't get any details up for you. You could be anyone.
No, I'm not anyone. I swear to God, I'm not anyone.